Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Joe from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll.
Okay, regarding what?
Do you think you can help me out in a few minutes of your time?
Well, it depends on what the poll's about.
All right. Are you a legal resident of the states of Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
And are you over the 18 years old of age? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And what's the biggest issue facing in the state of Minnesota today? Is the economy, inflation, taxes, education, healthcare, social issues, environment, crime and drugs?
I would probably say most of them.
Most of them. Okay. Thank you so much.
Crime and drugs and, probably.
Yeah. All right. And Mr. Kenneth, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Is it fossil fuel? Need to move renewable energy? Water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation?
Overpopulation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Kenneth, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Is it water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, meaning nuclear waste, endangered
which
species?
One, you're saying which one is which one is what now? The most pressing?
No. The most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota.
Okay. And what were they again?
Sure. Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, or endangered species, or timber harvest, or landfill space.
Timber harvest would be a big one.
Okay, timber harvest. Thank you. And using the scale of excellent, good, or just fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? I'm going to read you some names, and you tell me excellent, good, just fair, or poor. Agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That's good.
Okay. refining. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was that one?
Refining.
Refining?
Yeah.
That definition of refining, you mean mining?
Yeah. No, that's the other one, mining. It's refining and mining.
Okay. I would say...
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And forest products. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Let's get that one. Okay. And mining. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And medical manufacturing. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And electric utilities. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. Moving on. How will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? I'm going to read you statements and excellent, good, fair, or poor. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Or don't know?
I'd say good.
All right. Thank you. Forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good. Thank you. Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to Between poor and good.
Okay. And U.S. Forest Service, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And county lands departments?
County or country? County.
No, county. County land county? Departments.
I would say good.
All right. Thank you. And how important do you feel that forest products industries, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I'd say it's important.
All right. Is that very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I'd say somewhat significant.
Thank you. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make papers, lumbers, and other woods products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than a harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than a harvest?
Fewer than harvest.
Okay. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More or fewer? Or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kenneth. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No. It has an impact for sure.
No impact?
No, I don't want to say that one.
Oh, okay.
It has an impact, so it would be probably the middle one.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? No. All right. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees from commercial use on federal, state, or county lands and that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
Yes or no? No. Okay. All right. We're almost done, Mr. Kenneth. Okay. Stuff for the forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purpose. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And do you feel that it is appreciated to use chips, wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use to a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no, Mr. Kenneth?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appreciate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no? Want me to repeat it again?
Yeah, read it again.
Sure. Do you feel that it is appreciate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no,
no.
Mr. Kim? No. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you
know me? I have a little bit, but I have to do research to find it.
Okay. No problem. Now, do you consider yourself as an active member of a environmental group? Yes or no?
An active member, no.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. And Minnesota Forest Industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment is centered in Minnesota rural region and provides needs jobs to economy, income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of Minnesota state economies or a significant component of Minnesota state's economy?
Significant.
Okay. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problems is the difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercial licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose to use the state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find the trained more workers to fill these jobs? You support or oppose or undecided?
Yes.
All right. The state of Wisconsin is improving the rural economies and the job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hours certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or the forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin's investments creates public-private efforts to address forest industry's workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classrooms outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading an increasing in both the numbers and the diversity of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making similar investments and support its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Support, oppose, or undecided?
Support.
Okay, thank you. These be the last ones, Mr. Kenneth, all right? I'm going to list several components and the programs after each. Please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. Here we go. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support, oppose, or undecided?
Support.
Thank you. Increasing the number and diversity of the workforce, which outreaches the people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban and indigenous migrants and minority communities. Support, oppose, or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, education issues. Support, oppose, or undecided?
I'm going to say undecided.
Okay. get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Support, oppose, or undecided?
Support.
Okay. And finally, the last ones, questions. What is the highest level of education you complete? High school, graduate high school, some college graduate, or degree?
College graduate.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Ms. Kinnett, how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. And in your annual household income, it's 25,
25 and 49, 50
to 74, 75 and 99, or 100?
The first one.
Okay. And do you consider yourself political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
All right. And which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retails, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education and government, a blue-collar professional, business owner or administration, or student or employee?
Business owner.
Okay. All right, this concludes our service. Thank you very much, Mr. Kinnett, for your participation. Enjoy your day, and thank you very much, all right? You have a good night.
All right, you can send me a 10-cent coupon for holiday gas now.
Okay, no problem.
Just take care.
All right, you take care. Take care, Mr. Kinnett.
Yep, bye.
Booyah. Tony, I got you another one. Another one bites dust.